And so Johnny, sitting windsplitter at the firing site, was making very sure he had all the data on a semi-annual, just in case it was needed. The incoming load had not arrived, and Turl was rumbling around getting things organized. He had medical personnel and administrative clerks waiting to receive the incoming employees. He was very sure that there would be quite a few, for Numpf was in pocket for every new worker, and he had said he was bringing in lots of employees. The network of wires around the staging area was being checked out by technicians. A white light went on. Johnny, sitting windsplitter up the slope, touched his remote to start his concealed picto recorder. A red light over the operations dome began to flash. A horn wailed. A bullhorn roared.
Stand clear!
The wires started to hum. Johnny glanced at a cyclo watch, big as a turnip, on his wrist. He marked the time. There was a building roar. Trees began to quiver from ground vibration. An electrical pulse beat in the air. All employees had withdrawn from the platform. All machines and motors were off. There was nothing but that growing roar. A huge purple light over the dome flashed on. The platform area wavered like heat waves. Then 300 cyclos materialized on it. They stood in a disorderly mass with their baggage. Breathe gas helmets were on their heads. They staggered a trifle, looking around. One of them dropped to his knees. An intermittent white light began to pulse.
Coordinates holding!
The bullhorn roared. Mindsight Medical rushed in with a stretcher for the one who had collapsed. Baggage carriers converged on the platform. Administrative personnel rushed the newcomers into a solid mass on a field and then got them into a snake line. Turl took a list from an incoming executive and began to pat down uniforms for weapons and contraband, working fast. A detector in his hand played on baggage. Turl occasionally extracted an item and tossed it to a growing pile of forbidden articles. He was working very fast, like a huge tank battering away at the line, dislodging odd bits from it. Personnel people were sorting new employees toward freighters or toward the berthing section of the compound. The newcomers looked like half-asleep giants, accustomed to this sort of thing, paying little heed, not even protesting when Turl took things away from them, not challenging any of the assignments of the personnel people, not resisting, not helping. To Johnny on the knoll, this mass of creatures were in discreditable contrast to the Scots, who were interested in things and alive. Then Johnny came alert. Turl was about two-thirds down the line. He had stopped. He was looking at a new arrival. Turl backed up and then suddenly gave a wave for the rest of the line to pass on and didn't inspect anymore. He let everybody through.